call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
So many of you who order from us, thank you so much for your passion about our day. Our full size
Hello. Hi, this is from Dutch Partners. My name is Kim.
Let me cut the TV down. Yeah, let me cut the TV down. I was watching this Just Bagels.
Okay.
I always either watch cooking or I watch clothes. And it drives my husband crazy.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Hello? All right, so just
yeah,
to let
I'm
you
ready.
What we do here is we are helping people for a debt relief program. So say, for example, you have some debts or loans that you can no longer pay back. We can help you with getting rid of them, okay?
Yeah, like I have to pay my cousin back $1,300. For my mother's cremation.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, by
the
way. See, so you're trying to...
Yeah, after she gave me away, her boyfriend took out a loan from Chase Bank in her name, and she have, you know, her stuff is in Bank of America. So I had money to get down there, but I didn't have $150 to stay at a hotel. And my cousin that used to work for a funeral parlor and retired tried to give me a guilt trip. So I said, look, William, the ball wasn't thrown in my court. You know, he grew up with both of his parents. He grew up in a house. You know, he had a career working as a funeral parlor. That didn't happen for me. She gave me away. So I was just out there. I lived with different black people in the family, you know, that I lived with. And you know, I really made up in my mind that after I get my finances situated, I'm going to go to a therapist and try to talk it out. And then perhaps I was, you know, reading something about how this lady said she went for horse therapy, because I might, you know, I'll try to go down south and go for horse therapy, because I had went through, you know, it was traumatic for me. And then my father, he died. He didn't leave the house in my name because me and my sister have different mothers. He left it for my older sister and her daughter. He didn't leave me and my kids nothing. Okay, so let's get back to the So the house that he had was worth $51,000, but they couldn't sell it for $51,000. So now it's on the market for $17,000. Because the area that it's in, Aliquippa, is a bad area. So I was asking my daughter, you know, but my daughter got three kids. She got two over her own and her sisters. So, you know, but when they want $17,000, do you think they want the whole $17,000 at one time? Or perhaps you put $5,000 down and then you work and you pay the rest?
Oh, that I'm not sure of. It's actually the first time. It's my first time hearing that from a client.
Yeah.
So
that's why
I really
needed the loan.
Okay, the loan. Well, just to give you a heads up about this loan that we offer, it's actually not a lump sum money. It's a loan designed to pay off an existing debts. Say, for example, a credit card, a personal loan, or a medical debt, okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to get it to pay my cousin back for my mother's cremation.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry, no.
Oh, okay.
That's not how it works, but we can help you with your debts, like credit cards, a car loan, or anything that you can no longer pay off, as long as it's reflecting on your credit report, okay?
Yeah, I have like a it's a student loan. They want $75 every month.
Every month?
Yeah.
Okay. $75. Okay, so I just need to gather some of your information here. I will be needing your first and last name and some of your information. Let's start with your name. What's your name?
Francis Woodruff.
How do you spell your name?
FRANCESWOODRUFF.
So, sorry, WOOD.
RUFF.
Okay, Francis Woodross. And what's your email address, Francis?
FrancisWoodruff@gmail.com, but I don't have I have to retrieve the password, or I have to go to the library and, have them help me get a password.
Okay,
Yeah.
not a problem. I understand. So let me note that here. I need to retrieve the password. Okay, and Francis, what is your date of birth?
July 17, 1959.
Okay, July 17th of 1959.
59.
All right, next on file is 1959. And your physical address, where do you live right now?
1210 Nelson Avenue.
In what state?
Bronx, New York.
Okay, Bronx, New York. Thank you. Is this like an apartment?
Yes, but I want to move to a house. It's New York is bad. And my husband, he was in the Marines. Like every week they have two or three really bad incidents that happen on a train. And he's not tired of riding a train. He's not tired of living in New York. So stay your ass here then, because I ain't got time for it. He's all messed up in the Marines.
But how is he now?
Well, he went out today, but he has a mental problem. He's a hoarder. He gets these free cigar boxes, and he'd be bringing them in, and they'd be falling all over the place, and I can't deal with it no more,
Oh yeah, I understand. Like it's taking up the space, but it's okay. Let me just put this here. I'm just in an apartment. All right, so Francis, next thing that I need to do here is to send your information to Mender Writing. They're going to be doing a soft credit pull, which will not affect your credit score. It will just help us identify what are the debts that we can and cannot assist with, okay? Okay, and also we're going to be needing your social. What is your social?
079-525-3223. Somebody
Okay,
has
that's
been calling me from a
079.
number. 525-3223.
All
Because I
right,
got a new
525-3.
magazine this
Okay, yeah,
month,
go ahead.
and where I was born at Greenville, they talking about that's a nice place to move. Like a lot of people would retire. Move to Greenville, South Carolina. It's
Okay.
the place where they have
So they're calling.
that big old BM, the place where they have that big old BMW place, the BMW and the Mercedes-Benz, that big plant. Yeah, because I was telling my daughter, me and her would go there, but she don't want to go down south. I'm tired of the city.
Why?
I'm tired of the, it's too much killing. Every time I
Yeah, the
watch
city
the
life.
news, every time I watch the news,
That's
it's,
all negativity.
it was an older man that got shot, and the bullet wasn't even meant for him. It was meant for somebody else. And I'm just tired of that lifestyle. I just want to go to the country and get me a farm and a garden and live happily ever after. You know, they can have the city.
You know what? That's also what my mom dreams of, like living in a farm, gathering some fruits, feeding the chickens, like farm life.
Yeah, because I used to work for the New York City Park, but I love gardening. And my husband, we got one aloe plant in the house. But where we live at, in the back, they have like a type of, it's the type of tree with these purple things on it. And it's another tree, look like it have olives on it or something, you know. But, you know, he sits and watch bombings and airplanes and helicopters being bombed. Bunch of sick, weird stuff, and I can't deal with it no more, you know.
Yeah, I can't take it anymore.
I just, because all he do is watch these weird movies of the Amityville horror, different versions of it, and different versions of the Titanic. You know, something that got to be the matter with you is all you want to watch is disasters. Because certain music has certain energy, and certain movies do too. You know, that's why people listen to certain music, classical music or gospel music, because that rap music and that hard rock, those aren't good movies. You know, certain music, it attracts certain energy. Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
but what I've been doing on his phone at night is I've been doing the manifestations, where they'll tell you you'll be getting money, and you got to write either 37s or 33s, and, you know, you say amen and you share it, and I've been doing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's this man on TV, and he's making Mama Mancini's Italian homestyle sauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Francis. What I'm going to do here next is I'm going to put you on hold. This could take me about 3 to 5 minutes, but I need you to stay in the line. I will send your information to my underwriting so they could pull up your credit report, and then I will be back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just stay in the line. Whatever happens, just stay in the line, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, Francis.
Yes.
Hello, thank you so much for holding. I just received your credit report from underwriting, and the first thing that we've noticed here is your credit score. Right now, your credit score from Equifax is at 620. Once again, you are at 620. Now, just to let you know, Francis, the only debt that's showing up here is the one from Credit One Bank, which is 368. So this is actually not qualified for the program and also not qualified for the loan option. But the good news here is we still have a credit repair department. They can help you boost your credit score, okay?
Okay, how much do my credit score need to be?
Your credit score has to be 680, like over 680, but you have nothing to worry. We have a credit repair specialist here in our department. They can help you boost your credit score, okay? So that in the future, you can apply for a loan, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just stay on the line, Francis. I'll connect you now with them, okay? Hold on. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Thank
Hello.
you so much for being on hold, Francis. I appreciate your patience. Could you please verify the last four of your social?
0795253233.
Thank you. And your email address, please.
FrancisWoodruff@gmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much for the details. Please stay on the line while I quickly get your call connected. This will take a few moments, okay? Please stay on the line.
Okay.
This call may be recorded.
Hi, my name is Sophia. I'm a certified credit repair specialist with the Credit Pros. How can I help you?
My name is Frances Woodruff, and I had got something, but it must have been about a year ago, and it was saying that my credit was like 502, but now she's telling me my credit must have went up since I had the Credit One account. that it's 620, but in order for me to get a loan, it has to be 680.
Okay, ma'am, if we can try to help you to get the extra points, we do charge a flat rate, though.
Okay, how much?
We'll be able to help you to get the room. It's $149 flat rate, but we would be able to get it done within 3 weeks.
Yeah. I kind of been, my mother died last year or in April, and I just didn't want to, you know, address the fact, but I do have to go to the bank and get some paperwork done. And I, you know, that's one of the things I have to pay my cousin back for my mother's cremation, which is $1,300. But I think one of the things I have to do also is address my credit, because I'm not able, I want to get a house and stuff, but I know it's also my student loan debt that's keeping me back. So I would invest in my, you know, my credit score, but I just don't have it right now. A lot of things have changed. Like this month. Yeah, this month we got a $600 Carnet bill, and in January we got a Carnet bill for $400, because they raised the Carnet bill 4% in New York.
Everything with the
and I'm
oil.
Trying to. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Trying to tell my husband, yo, it's time to get out New York. But, you know, I feel sorry for him because he's
it's
retired and all he does
right
is
now.
High. That's why everything
it's
is high.
Everywhere that people are calling in. Well, I mean, are you saying your Con Ed bill, isn't that like your, like associated with gas, or is that like electricity? If both of them run off of oil,
yeah,
maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of some type of gas bill. It probably isn't.
No, you're right. It's gas and electricity. You know, it's the oven and it's the when you put in for the fan. Yeah, it's all of that. You know, so he got a $600 bill and he's complaining, but yet he's there watching 3 TV screens. And then he got the radio playing in the kitchen and the light on, and nobody is in there. So, you know, he has a mental problem. So now that he's gone, I cut all the electricity off. But, you know, I got to go because I'm dealing with a man that was in the Marines and something must have happened. You know, he's not dealing with a full deck. You know, how the fuck you going to scream and jump up and down because your bill is high, but then you in there watching 3 TV screens and you got the light on in the kitchen and then you got the radio playing. So I cut that shit off. I can't really deal with it no more because he's like, he got some mental problems.
Yeah, and I have oil bills paid, but I can understand what you're saying. Like if,
yeah.
Like me, my bills are all paid, and luckily. But stuff is, you know, I should probably think about that too a little bit more because, you know, at the end of the day, like, it is raising, you know, all over the world. And this, I just want to let you know that too. It's not a you thing. It's not a New York thing. People from all the different spaces I talk to, somewhere in the day, they mention that they can't afford gas and all this other different stuff. So, I mean, but, you know, there's a lot
going on
right now. Oh, but either way, it's going to be...
If he, if, you know, even though he see the bill is coming in, and I'm like, you know, cut the electricity off in the kitchen and the radio off. Ain't nobody fucking in there. And, you know, he want to let it run while nobody is in there. But I can't deal with it no more. Something is the matter with your head. And then when you get the bill, oh, I got a $600 bill to pay, and I'm just tired of it now. You know, you get tired of people bullshit. You know, or you realize, you know, something is the matter with you. You getting you got a $400 bill in January. That's a sign you can't burn energy and not be there. You know, like you just have people in this world, they think the rules don't apply to them. You know, and that's all races, all ages. And he's one of them. But, I'm tired of dealing with it. You know.
Let me try to do...
Yeah,
Let me at least try to get your first and last name, ma'am, so I can send you an email.
Okay. Okay.
Let me give you the name. Matter of fact, can I just give you the name? So when you, because you know today you're just calling in casually. So how about instead you just, whenever you're
no,
just
they
ready
called
to move
me.
Forward.
Yeah, they called me, though. I didn't call them. Yeah, because I get like a lot of calls and it's like potential spam, but you know, that's one of the things I need to address is my credit. Because I realize my husband, he's all, you know, he's a hoarder. Now, a hoarder and a murderer is two different things, but he's a hoarder, and he can't see it. And I'm like, yo, you a hoarder. I'd be in one room, he'd be in the other, and he'd be fighting with the cigar boxes because he'd get these free Cuban cigar boxes. But I can't deal with it no more. So you want me to take your information down?
Okay. Yes, definitely. So the number is to the Credit Pros is 1-800.
Uh-huh, 1-800. Uh-huh.
Right, 411, like information.
Uh-huh.
3050.
Okay, okay, so that's 1-800-411-3050. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice day. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.